Hello, hello. This is Mr. Authentic 838, and we are back with another episode of the Unpacking Podcast. And I got Toby.
Yeah.
Motown Gaming.
Indeed.
And Christopher Robbins. And that fool quiet.
Yeah,
he quieted a mug. Wow, like a freaking mouse. I don't have him on mine. But anyways.
Nah, he over
here.
He with me.
Okay. So anyways. We're gonna talk about what is that? How did you word it, Martel?
Handsome privilege.
Yeah, handsome privilege. I like it. So
you gotta
use
handsome
voice.
Yeah.
Handsome privilege.
I can't stop laughing. Okay.
I like that.
So we're gonna talk about handsome privilege. That's gonna be the title of this podcast. Handsome privilege. And so the reason why we're gonna talk about handsome privilege is because I wanted to previously talk about how, you know, women get creeped on by dudes, and some dudes, you know, are, when they're trying to talk to women, they kind of come off as creeps, and how men have to not engage or not condone that behavior. But Motown brings a good point that if you're handsome, you can get away with being on some creep type stuff, because you got a handsome privilege that ugly people don't have. So, in hindsight, because you're handsome, you get away with being a creep on praying. Well, I don't want to say praying, but
I'll say, yeah, please.
You can get away with, you know, talking to women in certain type of ways. Now, AJ, you felt like you disagreed with that.
Well, it's all about a vibe, bro. It's not really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? Toby, if I didn't know no better. See, now hold on. This is a prime example, though. This is a prime example. Because if we didn't know no better from us handsome guys, you sound like an ugly person. So. Where's that? Oh man, hold on. Motel, turn your phone down. You are loud.
I'm sorry.
So, no, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
I know you're just messing with me.
Oh, you're not ugly, right?
My mama made a pretty voice.
Hey, I can't speak on that one. You put the mama in.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Never mind, I don't want to be pretty. I wouldn't turn around with it.
And now, hey, when you say handsome, you gotta say handsome. You better put
some. You gotta use your deep voice.
Yeah,
you say handsome. You can't say pretty with a deep voice. It's this, make you feel dirty. Try to say pretty with a deep voice. Guarantee you feel discombobulated.
I can barely hear you, man. I can barely hear him.
Yo, hold on. I don't respect anybody who, like, voluntarily talks to the deep voice just for fun. That mic is annoying.
Wait, what? I can barely hear you, man. You got to turn up or talk louder. Now, what'd you say? You got to talk louder. I can barely hear you.
I don't respect anybody who forces a deep voice. This is weird.
What?
It's
just weird, bro. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. My voice ain't deep. You know?
And you don't force it, bro. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
oh, yeah.
You get more respect when you're consistent with your voice.
Yeah, true. Now, if I wake up early in the morning, I'd be like, hello, good morning.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? That's why good dudes get good hit in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Like good dudes smart, get what?
If you're smart, you know how to get a girl in the morning. You get good hit because, you know what I'm saying? Use the morning voice.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm giving y'all a game right now. That's my bad.
Yo, that's what that is.
My morning voice is daily, so I don't know nothing about that. Continue.
I mean,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a different thing. It's a college thing. He gonna...
I don't know nothing about that, man. I just feel like, but anyways.
We sidetracking.
Do you guys, okay, so let's just say, if, okay, so Toby gave an example. He was to try to talk to this chick at a bar, and, you know, and Toby was trying to talk to this chick at the bar, and he, you know, tried to approach her and gave the woman his best line, and she curved him because he's ugly. But if he was a handsome young man.
Nah, you rewriting history right now. Hold up. Let me tell it. So what happened was, I was at the bar, and this girl had a like look on her face like she was not having it. So I'm thinking maybe some company or probably, you know what I'm saying, like, ease the mood or whatever. So I go over. She's drinking. I'm drinking. I'm like, hey, how you doing? What's up? She turned her head, and okay, that's how it is, whatever. So I'm about to pull off. I didn't finish the story, by the way, Gary. Thank you very much.
Oh, excuse my outburst, sir.
So I'm about to pull off. Like, well, you have a nice day. And she said, you too. I'm sorry. It's all good. Ha. Walked off. That's it. I ain't trying to flirt. I ain't even lay a best line on her, simply because she had that face like I shouldn't even try.
But what if she got resting bitch face?
Now she told him everything she told him at that moment. He got the vision thing. Everybody had they broke apart amicably. So well, it was a beautiful exchange. He said hello. She turned her guy down here. He said, "You have a good day." She said, "You too."
Yeah, true. Nah, I think if you would have kept crying,
he would have stayed. Be like, "You gonna talk to me?"
Right.
I just said, "How you doing?" And I bought you a drink. Now that's creepy right there.
That's weird.
No, for real.
What?
But that's Lil Duval. You ain't heard the song?
Oh, Lord, here you go. Say, so, like, me and my wife was talking. The reason why I came up with this topic is because me and my wife was talking, and she said it's different for women and men, right? She said because as a woman, they don't know what to expect from a dude.
On alert.
Right. She said, you're always on alert. You don't know what to expect from a dude. You don't know if this dude finna come at you disrespectful. You don't know if this dude finna come at you funny. You don't know. And she said, and then if you tell him you just honestly don't want to talk to him, it ain't got to do about, it has anything to do with him being ugly. She said, what if I'm just in one of those moods where I just don't want to be talked to and whatever. Do you got dudes that get upset and want to call you bees and hoes and all that stuff like that because you simply told them no? She said, man, she said, there would be dudes who are so persistent, and I would be persistent. I'm telling them no, that I give them the wrong number, and they would call the number right there and see that I gave them the wrong number and force me to give them the right number right there. She said, man, that's creepy. And I feel like that's wrong. And whatever.
Well, can I challenge you in saying that it's not about being good looking or ugly. It's more about having emotional intelligence.
Oh, man, you sound like an ugly man right now, bro. That's still coming off ugly. I said it's still coming off. You're starting to sound like an ugly man right now, man.
Man, you need to chill out.
I don't know about you, but I do. We got privileges over here.
I'm giving him a hard time. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I mean, your sound really, really low.
How about now?
You sound a little bit louder, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, then. So, can I challenge you in saying this, that, like, it's not about being ugly or, like, good looking. It's more just about literally having emotional intelligence. Because the reality is, you can get any girl you want, and I am a living testament, except for couples, that... like, if you just understand how to read cues.
Right, body language and all that stuff.
If you know how to read girls who don't, like, fake their emotions, and I've met a couple, they know how to do it. Like, if you meet a couple girls who literally, like, have steady, consistent emotions and know how to exude a certain type of attractiveness that's consistent with people that they actually want, like, you can actually get any girl you want. Because, like, for instance, you see a girl walking down, and she's smiling, she give you a look, and she holds that look like she doesn't break contact, that's like a key signal, like, hey, you can talk to her. Like, she wouldn't mind holding a conversation with you.
Right. And that's just body language reading. I feel like, but there are men that don't understand and don't know how to read body language. And that's just all across the board. Like, you know, we may not have a problem with reading body language because the simple flick of a hair or, you know, the eye contact or the smiling and blushing, stuff like that. These are, you know, cues to let the man know that that the woman is open to be approached or to have a conversation with. But you do have men that don't understand those cues, don't know how to read the body language per se. And, you know, is it wrong for a person, for the man that don't know how to read body language, to just, you know, I don't think it's wrong for them to still try to approach even if they don't know how to read it. But I feel like once you're curved, it's okay to just leave it where it is and take the loss. I feel like more dudes don't understand that it's okay to take an L. It's all right. You're going to get told no. And just accept the no and go on about your day instead of getting upset because you was curved. Dude, every dude in the world has got curved by a chick at least once. Or
all right, so twice. Hold up. Go ahead. That got to do with emotion. That's pride and ego.
Okay, right. Okay, go ahead. Talk about it.
So you're gonna have to. It's not emotion, because what y'all talking about, half of the time, y'all not going out to meet no female. You ain't looking at the mall. You ain't looking while you walking out of park. Half of your time you meeting them, that emotion that y'all talking about ain't there, because half of the time y'all intoxicated anyhow.
Okay, that's possible.
You're gonna be at the club. You're gonna be at the club or the bar with half of y'all talking to y'all trying to shoot your shot at your female.
Or a strip club.
Exactly. One of these places where you're going to be intoxicated and drinking. So your emotional, your cues is going to go out the window. On top of that, that was back then. Females now are a lot more bolder.
Well, I'll be so real and say this. If you ever want to pick up game, go to a strip club and talk to a stripper. Strippers are really good listeners, and they teach a lot. I won't lie.
Yeah, they good listeners because you got to pay them. They ain't going to stand there and talk to you for free.
All right.
So that don't work.
Why am I going to a therapist when I can easily just go and look at something that I really want to see and talk to somebody I really want to talk to?
Because
you're still paying either way.
That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to make you want to look at them and take your money out your pocket.
Right. They're gonna tell you whatever you want
to
hear.
That's what you do when you don't got nobody at home to go and talk to.
Right. It's not therapeutic. Like, if you go to the right, that's not helping. That's not therapeutic.
If that's the case, go to Pornhub and just throw money at your TV and talk to it. Add that shit out.
First off, Pornhub is free. But second off, what I'm trying to say is that I got really good advice from a stripper.
How much money come out of?
So when I lost $500, that don't mean nothing.
You should have stayed at home, watched Pornhub, and threw money at your TV and just talked to yourself so you figure something out.
You could have went and found you an OnlyFans girls for a reasonable fee. You're not paid $500 for some good advice. I'm just saying.
No, but I'll still say this. I left with very good intelligence, because before I got there, I've been in a 4-year relationship. Right? And I'd never ever been to a strip club because my ex strictly said, I don't like the thought of bringing porn into our relationship, or you doing any of those things that you saw in video and trying to bring it into like what we do. And I'm like, I don't need to do all that. But we broke up. I'm going to go check out a strip club. I've never done it before. I went. I was like, I just broke up with a girl. You know, I don't go after girls. This has been my main girl for a while. And she was like, well, if you think about it this way, just think of every girl as your first girl. Like, all the things that she cared about, they care about. But understand, you gotta love yourself a little more than you love those girls. That's where you fucked up in your first relationship. And until she told me that shit, I never ever paid attention to it, because I always wanted to
be. You could have got a Laffy Taffy and got that information off the back of it. That ain't worth $500. You will fool for that one, son. You might have worth it, because now you know not to go waste your money for some shit like that. But I know that's the guy.
Chris is not playing.
No, sir. Hey, that's the case. You don't got no first heartbreak either.
Tanat was free. I really can't. Tanat was free. That didn't cost you nothing. That was free. You remember a whole bunch of stuff that don't cost you no money or didn't come from a strip club. You know how to tie your shoe. You never forget how to do that.
You're right.
So that advice part right there is horrible. Their job is to get you entertained and to entertain you. So if they're going to entertain you by talking, I know you come out.
She had a 44 double D. I remember that too. I
I mean,
knew you was leaking, so she was going to make sure your pocket was leaking too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you spent $500 on a chick. You better remember them titties at least. You remember the advice? You remember everything about that woman for $500?
I got that information.
I'm telling you, the therapist probably would have charged you $70 and probably would have came out with more than that. Treat every girl like your first girl. You ain't going to do that because your first girl might have gave you something that you ain't like. So if you treat them like your first girl, you crazy. You treat them like a new person and how you want to feel. That's it.
No. I can argue this one down. So I'm going to say this.
Motel. Hey, we need this content. We're here for the content. Let them go.
No. And I know you're going to shut me down a little bit, but all I'm going to say is, if you think about it, if you approach every single girl, and let's just throw black girls in the mix.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go.
What am I thinking? No. Let him talk this one. I like this. Let him talk this one.
Y'all, and I know I'm talking to Barry folks, so I'm at a disadvantage. But whatever. If you treat every girl like a new girl, what are the chances that you'll actually walk away and learn something?
Very simple, sir. You don't treat every girl like your first girl because every girl you meet is a new girl.
Wait. So you about to be super unfamiliar? Well, hold up.
First off.
Let me rewind.
Yeah, because
what I'm trying to say is that if you have to approach every new girl you talk to, right, as if they're just a new individual, a new person, or legitimately a new person you're just trying to court,
because you can't look. So this is where you've been failing at in your relationship.
Hey, bro, calm down.
Hey, you, no.
You calm down.
You got to respect, respect where he's coming from. Just respect where he's coming from. Yeah. Now, hold on, Motown.
And you're going to have to hear it the exact same way that I'm saying it to you right now. Because you're still making the same mistakes over and over again. And if you're looking at a new female, like she's the last female or your first female, you're not getting nowhere because what your first female had, you liked. What you needed, she wasn't it.
That's right.
The case, y'all still be together.
Right.
So you can't look at any female like that. So when you get a new female, you're going to look at her as a new female because she might do some of the same things that your first female did, but the outcome is going to be different. So it can start one way and end another. Your first female, everything ended at a stop. You ain't with them no more. So you can't grow or build with none of that stuff. But this new female that you see, you probably can. So if you going off in there, hey, I'm going to look at you like this. This is my first girl, did that. You comparing her to a girl that you're supposed to be over and leaving alone. Your first girl shouldn't be in your mind no more because your new girl is showing you what you need.
You're basically putting you're basically every new relationship you get in, you're basically making it your old girlfriend all over again. And you're repeating the same cycle endlessly. So you're never going to move forward and you're never going to be able to prosper in a real relationship because your first one wasn't successful. So why would you want to base your new relationship on your first relationship that failed?
I'm never going after no girls with double D's anymore. Whatever, man.
It's okay.
I mean, if that's what you like, obviously you ain't getting it. So something ain't right with you.
No, I'm just. Oh, girl, I just went on a date with that double D's. But no, nigga, continue. My bad. I'm off. Go ahead.
You just said a date. It ain't a relationship. You still ain't got it.
All
right.
I don't want a relationship right now, man. I'm not even going after that. After all that crap, buy me stuff. Take me go eat. Complain about random things just because you simply want to complain. Man, that should get dead. But
that's because you're going after the first female, the same female you've been with. That's what you're going for. Most of these women out here now know how to take care of themselves. And most of them don't want you to buy that. So that's on you, once again, sir. It's what you're looking for, it's what you're getting.
All these arrows, bro. Chris, calm down, bro. Jesus.
Hey, this is what this is, sir. You can't open it up and not expect somebody to kick through the front door.
I think, you know, I don't want you, Toby. Well, hold on. I don't want, Toby, I don't want you to, you know, to take what he's saying personal or whatever.
It's just, a,
yeah, it's what he's saying is real. Right. What he's saying is real. And you need to just accept, you might not accept it right now, but at least just understand where he's coming from on why the stripper's $500 advice wasn't worth $500.
I can do a whole lot of things with $500. Right.
Look, at the end of the day, man, do what makes you happy. That's the whole moral of the point, bro. Yeah. Because if you ain't happy, you don't even matter. If you don't want a relationship right now, do you. Make yourself happy, know yourself first, and then everything else gonna fall in place. When it's time for you to get yours, you got it.
Right. Take it. Yeah. But I think what you probably need to do is figure out what it is that you like and understand where you want things to go for your next relationship. Because you have to get over that old relationship. If you're still dealing with that, then you're not obviously over it. So you're technically not ready for nothing new. And that's another thing that black men and men need to do. They need to, once you get out of a relationship, you need time to get over that relationship instead of hopping into the next relationship, bringing baggage into that. Go ahead, my bad.
No, I was saying, because now you're being the creeps to the new girl because you're trying to bring the old girl with and put that on her.
Man, dude, that's the prime example of creep type shit. You know?
Wait. Y'all taking us back into the
spirit. It's like we're bringing it all the way. It's full circle.
Back into the title of the podcast.
I mean,
you being a creep if you try to consistently compare the same to the old one.
That's creep-like stuff.
You bringing in something that didn't work and something that could work. You still being a creep. You still put a negative on there.
Here's where I'm going to say it's not creep behavior to, like, kind of see, like, images of the girl you used to be with and the girl you are with. Right? Because, for instance, you go up to a girl and you start listening to everything she has to say. You realize she's starting to talk about her ex. Are you going to literally sit there and listen to her talk about her ex? Or are you going to cut it off before it goes too far?
Nobody wants
you're
to
change the subject.
Right.
Hang on, wait. I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer this one. You said she's talking about it to you. You change the subject, but you going into that whole new date thinking that's the same one as your first. You creepy.
No. I'm not. I didn't say I'm going into it saying, oh, she's my first girlfriend. No, I never said that. I never said, obviously, the qualities you bring to the table are going to be just like my first. No, it's not it. It's just that where I'm coming from, being in what I was in, obviously, I left with a lot of things. I'm not dragging all my baggage into a new relationship, but the person I used to be is probably still the same person I am. So all the conversations that I have and every single thing I do talk about, I'm going to find similarities in what we're talking about versus what I used to talk about. That's just not going to change. Y'all the same way. I'm honestly not saying, my first girlfriend too big.
It's a difference in how you do that, though. Because as what you're saying right now, I'm gonna think about the same thing. Is that why do you think about the same things as your ex when you're with somebody new? You should be trying to make a new memory, a better one. I'm thinking of like, oh, well, dang. You know, he's talk like this, too. And if that's the case, you still thinking about your ex.
No, bro. Okay, once again, if we talk about mental health, so if I talk about mental health with all the girls I've ever dated, that's just like my first girlfriend?
So you're going to say, that's what I'm asking you, because every mental health conversation that you've had talked to with a different person, it's a different outcome or a different thing.
Yeah, but obviously the same pattern of things isn't going to change, right? Same girl, a different girl, sorry. First girl, we like to go out and eat. The last girl, we went out and eat. First girl.
Okay. Wait, now see, Now, see, that means, wait, hang on. I'm going to cut you off right there. Because every girl doesn't eat the same food nor the same style in making it. So, no, sir. No, you're not.
Okay, hold on.
I'm a true test
bro. Okay, hold on.
I'm a true test for that.
I think what you're trying to say is that I don't see nothing wrong with some of the similarities that your first girlfriend had and the traits you liked about her you would like to see in your new girl. Is that what you're saying?
Over that old girl. That's what I'm getting off of this conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%. You are definitely not over your ex.
Okay, so boom. I'm talking to a new girl, right? She want to go out and get some food. All right, we get some food. We sitting down. She start bringing up conversations about, like maybe she likes to go play soccer on the weekends. She like running, all that. I'm listening. That's cool. You're having a good time. She starts talking about, like, hey, maybe tomorrow, if you're not busy, we can go out and, you know, maybe grab a milkshake or something like that. Just setting up a different date. Cool. I go away. I'm thinking, hey, I think my first girlfriend really wanted to run in Millennium Park as well. That's crazy. That's open up. All right, I'm going to leave it alone. We go out. Second date. We get an ice cream. She's talking, let's go for a drive. We go for a drive. We're talking, spending time, chilling, all these things. I'm still having, like, flashbacks to all the
you're
other
not over,
I've ever been
on. Yeah, you're not over your girlfriend.
All, once again, all the other dates I've ever been on, what am I going to do? Drink myself under the table until I forget every single girl I've ever been out with?
That's not something you have to do.
Drink yourself under the table, but this new female I'm talking about running. But the first thing, the new female I'm talking about running, so instead of, oh, shoot, I can run with her and do this with her, your first thought is,
man,
dang, my ex wanted to run too. You still thinking about your ex.
Right. You're not over your ex.
When you're in a new relationship, you're supposed to let go of everything in that past.
Yeah.
That's not a reality, but you let it go.
It's definitely
a reality. That's not the reality of it, bro. That's not the reality. You can't literally
tell me. No, that's not
true. Wait. Hold on, pause. You can't literally tell me that you being with your girl right now, you ain't never had a flashback or reminisce a little bit about something you did with an ex-girl.
Fuck no!
I can be 100% real with you on that. We can take a lot of text tests on that one.
No.
I don't believe you.
No, like real talk.
I'm going to be real with you because that's the difference between me and you. Because when I left my last ex, everything that I left with my last ex was there. I took out my L's as a lesson. You see, versus me and you, you still go after them same females.
That's not true.
Because you said every... No, listen. Hang on. No, listen. You say... No. This ain't arrows because this is what you just said. Every female I'm talking about, we had the same conversation. This female like running. Oh, I'm going to bring up in my mind, the first thing I'm thinking about is, oh, my ex like running.
But I literally just said, it's not the first thing I'm thinking about. I said, when I walk away... At one point, I'm literally going to reminisce or go, man, I think I did this with somebody else. All right, that's
cool. So, I got a question. But you're not moving on. You ain't healed from that.
Right.
So, you still hurting from the fact of what your ex has. Because
I wouldn't have went on the date if I was still hurting. I would have literally been mad.
That's a lie. Hey, hang on.
We broke up. We can't go out no more. Never mind.
That's a lie.
I think, Toby... You probably need some kind of closure with your ex. You're laughing, but it's serious. Like,
we not gonna do Dr. Phil, bro.
No. It's not.
No, that's not. But you bringing it. But listen. Hold on, wait, listen. We not doing a Dr. Phil, but the conversation that we having right now about creep stuff, about you bringing extra stuff into something that you don't need to bring it into, that's what you doing, and you do need closure. Because if you don't get closure from something, or even if you're not, you ain't got to talk to them. Say something in your head and leave that shit alone. Like, even if your ex like this type of stuff, your ex ain't in your mind. Your present should be there, not your past. You're looking in the rear view while you with your past.
Right. You're looking in the rear view while you're with your present chick. And you can't drive looking backwards.
I'm going to get heartbreaking. Let me say something else. Right? Because everybody likes relationships, correct? But nobody likes heartbreak. And everybody in this world wants to be like, oh, yeah, you can easily, bro, like, go get a new girl, man. You'll be all right. Be fine. But are you preparing for that heartbreak, too? No,
you know, that's the issue, right?
Hang on, wait. Hold on, let me get it.
Hold on, man.
I'm not
ripping
myself again, bro.
Hold up. This is the issue.
Oh, that's bad juju, bro. That's bad juju. You got you.
No, wait. Hold on,
you can't control that.
Hold on, man. I'm going to hit you right now.
I'm not coming back for that.
You ain't, no, look here. Hold up. You ain't got to come back from it. Since we having this conversation right here, I'm going to be 100% honest with you right now. Out of B, and Mo, you talking to one of the people in this group right now as more relatable to you right now. We gonna be 100% honest with you, man to man. Think about it. You sit there and say you don't want to go through no heartache again, right? That's understandable. But if you sit there and you close yourself off from being open and going through this stuff, every time you go around to something, you're getting a heartache. You're going to get a heartbreak. It's not going to be perfect. When you're in the world of dating, ain't nothing going to be perfect. You're going to run into the one that's going to make you think everything is straight. And then right there at the one moment, they're going to show you that it ain't. You're going to run into that. And on top of that, you're young. You're going to go all through that shit. Heartbreak should be a lesson. It shouldn't be, oh, I'm going to close myself off to the world from it. Because it ain't, and you're gonna go through more than one.
Prime example. Remember when me and you were talking a couple of days ago about the situation? About the situation. And remember what I told you? I said, you know, you were upset about how the situation played out and whatever. And I get that. I'm not taking that away from you because that is your truth. However, you know, you're still feeling some type of way about the situation. And I said, there's, if anything out of that situation, you got to take something, you should have learned something from that situation. Where did you go wrong on when things went left? You know what I mean? And you were like, you were like, nah, damn that. I ain't learned nothing. And this, I don't want to know. But
no, that's not what I said, bro.
But you might not have said it in those exact words.
Hold on, wait, B. I got a question.
Hold on. Let me unpack this real quick. But in the reality of the situation is, when you're dealing with a situation that you're facing, you have to figure out how to move forward from the situation. And not talking about that situation in general, but even dealing with your ex. You have to find something to move forward, get the whatever it is that you're dealing with on why you can't move forward from it. Because you're bringing, like you said, you know, everything reminds you in some kind of way with any chick that you're talking to, reminds you of something you did in your past with your ex. And if your new girl was to hear you say something like that, she would not like that. Yeah, she's not going to like that. Because she don't want...
And that's the other part I was trying to get across. I'm never actually going to willingly have a conversation with my new girl about my ex, but I've met girls who talk about their exes with dudes. And they just let them all go. I will never, ever entertain a girl who's sitting with me, hey, man, I just want to let you know, like, my ex dumped me over this, and I just hope that's not a problem. If you ever even bring that up to me, The next date won't happen. That's just real.
But you already do that to yourself. But when you say that, hang on, wait, because I'm going to break that
down. Yeah, go ahead.
When you say what you just said, right, you just said if she come to me and she talk and she say this, she say that, there ain't going to be a next date, right? So
if you come to me and bring up...
Hang on, wait.
Of course, I'm going to look at this for the first time, right? Like, I'm just being real, just being super honest with you. Like, if a girl ever come to me and say something like, man, my ex did X, Y, Z, I'm going to say, you can forget that guy. He doesn't exist no more. That has nothing to do with me or you. So that's what I'm looking forward. I know it's coming up.
Hang on. Wait. Because what you just said was, I'm going to tell her your ex is bad, that he ain't got nothing to do with me. And, you know, he going on this and that. But yet, you sit up and at one point in time, you reminisce about your ex.
I think about it, bro. You don't think about everything?
No.
No.
You need to keep the same energy you giving her.
Look here. My ex. No. Ain't nobody going out. Look here. Ain't no cap going over here, bro.
Yes, no cap.
Right now, I just got out of one and back into another one. So, now, ain't no cap. What your ex did, that's a lesson, bro. You don't think about what your ex did. You don't want to reminisce unless you want your ex back or you want something from your ex.
Right.
Yeah, other than that, you have to let that stuff go.
You gotta let it go, man.
You scratch your knee because you fell. You still rubbing your knee where you scraped it at?
No, bro.
Well then, so what are you letting that for? That's a scar. Let it go. Let it heal.
It's
what are you
not bringing it up for? Same though, bro. Like for instance, okay. Let's leave that part alone, right? Okay, we'll drop that part. Let's look on something completely different, right? Say for instance, and I'm throwing another scenario. You go out to eat, right? You have some food. Maybe this is like a not an anniversary, but like a Valentine's Day something, whatever. Right? You go out to eat, and you say, "Man, I really want to get a gift, but I don't know what to get it. Right? I don't know what to get it. Right? So you drop hints like, "Hey, man, I used to go around the mall." Just looking at the stuff in the windows and all that, and I saw this really cute bracelet. I think I have a picture. You want to see it? You showed a bracelet to you. That's a really cute bracelet. All right, cool. Sounds good. You go out, you get her the bracelet. It's dinner time. You give it to her. She loves the bracelet. It's her favorite bracelet ever. Right? She tells you that. All right, cool. 2 months later, right? Something happens or whatever, and she's like, I really like the bracelet you got for me, but I want to give it back. And I'm like, why you want to give the bracelet back? Well, it's really expensive, and I don't know if you can afford this right now in your life. And you're like, what the fuck? What? And this is just a fictional story. Why the fuck you giving the bracelet back? I'm not broke, and we're not broke. And she comes off cuffs and says, oh, well, actually, just be honest with you, my ex-boyfriend got me a present just like this, and I don't really think like it's gonna go in a good direction if I keep this bracelet from you.
Boom.
So she gives the bracelet back.
Right. I can respect that.
So she gives the bracelet back.
Okay.
Now, in your mind right now, you seriously telling me that's not a red flag?
No.
They're probably not, because she's asking about your financial. But at that point in time, if you're going to buy an expensive gift like that, that means y'all been in a relationship for a while.
So, hold on.
If she hits you with that, then I'm gonna look back at her like, huh? So we're talking about finances.
Well, hold on. Not even in that financial perspective. I don't think that should
be a red flag for me.
I don't think I should look at it as a red flag, because see, look, certain things that an ex, the ex brought her that bracelet, and whatever that bracelet symbolized in that relationship was obviously not a good memory. If she wanted to have you return it, then you should return it, because she might not want that stigma in this new relationship. So I would get her something different to symbolize the bond that we have, not something that she had with her ex-boyfriend, because obviously whatever it was about that bracelet, it was a trigger that made her really think about her ex. And you shouldn't have. And if she was honest enough to be like, man, look, me and my ex brought me this, and it just made me feel some type of way about it, then I can respect that. I would be like, okay, cool. You know, we'll throw it away and we'll get you something brand new or whatever the case is, because this is a new relationship. That right there is throwing away baggage that she had in her old relationship that she didn't want to bring into this. And every time she looked at that bracelet, she wasn't thinking about you. She was thinking about her ex. You feel? You get where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir.
So that should be something that you should actually like. The fact that she was woman enough to be upfront about it instead of just keeping it. And along and behold, you not knowing. And she was up here just looking at this bracelet, thinking about the horrible things that she probably went through with her ex-boyfriend when he bought her this. And whatever. You know?
You have to be careful of what you see as red flags.
Right.
Maybe red flags to you can be somebody else's growth for you, but you could be missing your own blessing. So consider that to be something that it may not be.
But this, that, but this go back to his whole concept of what he said, though. The red flags that you get is because of previous people. So if you don't learn to let them people go, but you know what? We ain't going to say this. In general, if you don't learn to let them people go that was in your past that hurt you, that put harm to you, if you don't let it go and take half of that stuff that happened as a lesson, all right, I did this too much. I did that. Maybe I didn't do this enough. Maybe I didn't do that. Don't place the blame on yourself, but it's certain things that could have been done better on your side. Because it's always, in a relationship, it takes two.
Right.
Yep. And also, it doesn't have to be just centered for a relationship. This is just life.
Just period. Because it just, if you don't let that stuff and learn from half the stuff that went bad in your life for that to happen to you, you ain't never going to grow and you never going to learn how to accept certain things and keep it going. You want to look at it as love? Hey, you gave your heart to one person and that person didn't give you the same in return? That's cool. Move on. Your heart heals and your heart grows. Your heart's still beating.
Right.
So figuratively speaking, your heart ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Your mind didn't go anywhere. You didn't lose anything by giving somebody your all. But because you want to be a man or you want to be, you know...
Go ahead. Okay, we're back. My bad, y'all. My wife called. Go ahead.
Nah, but like, it's just like, if you don't let it go and grow, you ain't gonna grow from it. I'm a prime example of it, bro. We had this conversation plenty of times already on the podcast, and we already talked
We done ran down this rabbit hole quite a few times.
I'm on my second go around. So if I would have kept my mind the same way as, hey, I got hurt before, I won't be hurt again, I wouldn't be as happy as I am right now.
Right.
Look at God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, well, I mean, with that being said, man, I do appreciate all the love. I appreciate everybody listening to this episode 101. Yeah, we done broke the mold. We got Toby, man. Appreciate you coming through, man, and stopping by, man. I hope everything that you heard today was therapeutic and whatever. Know that if you want to throw away $500, we will accept it 100%.
Please, we got you, bro.
Come on with it. I can promise you, I can put that to work.
Throws me all boxes. I'm coming to OKC too.
Come on with it. I'll accept all challenges. That's what we're here for, goddamn. There's no reason to be cool afterwards if you want to. It's up to you.
Nah, man,
I can barely hear him. What did he say?
Man, that's it.
For sure.
But, man, I mean, ultimately, you know, I think we kind of got off of the topic. But,
all that shit played into it. It all.
Right. I think handsome privilege, you know, when you got handsome privilege, there's things you can get away with that other people can't because they don't have handsome privilege. So. If you're just handsome, always know that you'll have a privilege that others don't have when it comes to some of these females and some of the women and things that they like and what they don't like. Pay attention to the cues. Pay attention to body language. Learn how to read it if you don't know how to read it. Understand that even though you may have went through a heartache or a pain or whatever the situation is, give yourself some time to heal so that way you can get over that. And sometimes getting closure is, you know, good. Whatever it was that may happen in your past, if you can get that closure, then get that. If some people need it, some people might not need it. But subconsciously, you know, you can put yourself in a box and it makes it hard to move forward because you're subconsciously trapped and you're not knowing that. And whatever the case is.
You out here being a creep.
And being subconsciously trapped in a box, you can low-key be creeping by mistake. And we just don't want to condone that creep-like behavior and whatever. We want, you know, women to have the freedom to, you know, to say they don't want to talk to you and it's okay. And men not get upset about it. And put your pride aside and just accept the no and go on about your day. It's okay. Your heart will, it will live another day. You know, is there anything else you guys want to add to this?
I'm good. I think that was damn good. My damn son. Stay true to yourself.
Yes, yes.
I guess another thing, just be able to take that no and walk away with your head. Everybody take no's. I don't give a damn who you are. So,
stay coming.
Don't stay where you're not wanted at the end of the day.
Well, you know, it's all about the effort and the try. As long as you shot your shot, not every basketball player make it in the hoop. You know, I mean, Shaq shot free throws for years before he actually started getting decent at it. And he ain't good, but he decent. But he got fouled so many times, he still took the shot and always missed. You know, that still doesn't make Shaq, who he is.
Damn, I'm going to cut you off right now because that's depressing. All right, wrap that up, buddy.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that my real moment sounded depressing.
I'm gonna still say this. If you a dude and you hungry, bro, like, do like a little bit of research. Go to a mall, right? Like, go with your friends, go to the movies, hang out, spend time, quality time around people you actually like. Make sure you're getting money. That's like first. Matter of fact, scratch every single thing I just said. Just go get money. You know what I'm saying? And then after you get some money and you feel like you love yourself enough, just you'll eventually start surrounding yourself with people who love you too. That's all I got to say.
I mean, right now Toby's a hurt man, you know. So
I wanna fight you.
Yeah, Toby's a hurt man. He's still like, say, yeah, he's hurt, man. He's just right now, he's still hurt over his ex.
Everything else that we see, the last little bit, we're not gonna worry about that last little bit.
Hey, we don't want, hurt people hurt people, but we don't want Toby's. We don't want Toby's transgressions to hurt anyone else.
hey, you don't want to get that money, then give it all away. Don't do
that.
Be careful.
Don't like it for show money. Right. Oh, man. Boy, wild boy, man. But, I mean... Anyways, man, if you guys like everything that we have to say and everything we got going on, man, we appreciate it. If you guys didn't like it and you don't appreciate any of the stuff that we have to say, that's cool too. We like it. Today, thank you for listening to the Unpacking Podcast. Today we've unpacked. Alrighty, bye.
Like, follow, and subscribe.
Oh yeah. Like, follow, subscribe. All of that good stuff. Check out the wellness in the description. The wellness helpline is in the description. Motown Gaming's Trouble brand. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Anchor app. Shoot, what else? TikTok. I ain't got no TikTok videos up yet. I'm still trying to figure that out because I'm like in last place. I'm an old man, but I'm still trying to figure it out. But
I can help you with that. We can work on
it. Okay, man. I might drop some TikTok videos. Let's go. But I appreciate all the listens. I appreciate everybody that stops by. Share this with someone that knows someone that may know someone. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Sure.